Radio, and it's brought to you on behalf of the ComFest Global Community Film Festival in Toronto. And today we are speaking with the producer and co-director of the film In Search of Rubikine, is it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, good. And it is Thomas Lahusen. Now, Thomas, the title of the film, In Search of Rubikine, have you found everything you needed to know about him, and why did you make the film?
Okay. Oh, by far we have not found everything we needed. It is still in part a mystery, so I could maybe tell you how the idea started.
Go ahead.
A few years ago, my colleague and dear friend, Professor Susan Solomon, told me her story, the story of that man about whom she writes a biography. And after a few moments, I said, well, Susan, this is a film. And that's how we decided to make the film. We did not find everything about him. There's still a secret. Was he a spy? Was he just an immigrant who wasn't lucky? Hard to say.
Okay, and so is it up to the audience then to discover and rationalize the mystery of Rubikine?
I think so. I think so. Although we try to give clues, we try to give evidence, all we could find. But I think it's up to the audience to come up with an opinion about him. We didn't really decide, was he a good man, was he a bad man. What we wanted to do is to show through his example, the example of immigration in the 20th century. Many emigres are not successful. I don't think he was successful. And I think in this sense, this is the story not of one man, but of many people.
Mm-hmm. And is the story story-driven, information-driven, or emotional-driven, or all three combined to engage
combined.
And entertain?
I think so. I think it's combined. It tries to follow his biography from when he emigrated from Tsarist Russia and started to make a life in France. He wanted to become a doctor. He studied medicine, but was not successful to be a doctor because of the French. The French did not allow him to be a doctor. So he started to work for the Soviet government in France. At the same time, he started to be very involved with a French woman, a very high-leveled, high bourgeoisie but left-leaning woman in a family, and so on and so forth. But it's also our own story. It's the story of a historian, Susan Solomon, who tried to understand, how to make history and how to make the history of this man.
Mm-hmm. How do you begin a film like this? How do you delve into the material? Can you describe how the film starts out? How did you decide to start it?
Well, it started by some archival evidence. She just came up, with this story, with this man, looked for archival documents that she finally got, and then tried to find people who were still alive, who were connected to him, family members. And we were lucky to find a grandson who was still alive in France, who knew him, who went to Russia many times. Then we also found the cousin of that man in France. And that's how we started to construct the story of that biography. We found photos. We found letters, a lot of letters. It was the story of discovery was itself absolutely fascinating. That's what we tried to show in our film.
And of course, you had to humanize his story with other people involved through photos and letters, etc. How did that contribute to the film?
I think it contributed pretty well because at some point you have people who remember him. Then you have letters where he speaks. Of course, he is not alive anymore, but he still speaks to us. His former wife speaks to him. We have photos, and we traveled to quite a lot of places. For instance, to Paris, of course, to Moscow, to Switzerland, where he worked for some time, and to United States. and trying to follow him.
And how did those exotic locations contribute to the film?
Well, they contributed quite well. I can tell you one story, for instance, in France. We even had a quite serious accident while with the grandson of this man. But this accident finally brought us very close to each other. First, this man in France quite comically thought that Susan Solomon might be a spy, somebody from the CIA, which was kind of funny. But still, it gave some pepper and salt to our pursuit.
Mm-hmm. I also work as a documentary filmmaker, and I find that documentaries often evolve. You start with an idea, a vision, and then there's really no script. It just evolves. Is that what happened with your film?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we had many ways to do that film, but it's the fascinating story is that to get materials was very difficult. Most of the materials we got them from this grandson of his, who was very reluctant. So while we were making the film, this grandson finally slowly and finally gave us material and more, and finally all of it. So that gave a certain tension of our story. And of course, that is the beauty of documentary. There's a lot of things that happen down the road, give us new ideas, and that makes it a very alive story. Quite difficult to film sometimes, right? Because you cannot repeat certain encounters. They happen at that very moment. You cannot ask the question twice because the person is away or the person goes away. And I think that gives, the filmmaking and also, I hope, the film viewing something very, very alive and very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And the end result of the film that we, the audience, are going to see on the screen, was that your vision in the beginning when you started?
Not really, because we thought that we would really insist on the pursuit, our pursuit, or rather the pursuit of Susan Solomon, and to make sort of a film how to make history and how to use history. But then we got really fascinated by the person. We got fascinated by his many facets. And as you will see in the film, there are many photographs and many aspects, very contradictory aspects. He was a bon vivant at some point, somebody who enjoyed life. But then he was also full of tensions and melancholy and anxiety. So all this ended up by giving us a story that we fell in love with.
Well, falling in love is something the audience wants to do for sure, and we hope you do it with your film.
With the person,
we should end the interview. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing the film, again called In Search of Rubicane, which will be premiering at the Rainbow Theatre in Toronto at Jarvis in Front at 8:15 on Thursday, September the 12th. Thank you very much. And Comfest Radio, go to comfest.com for more information.
Thank you.
And the Comfest Community Festival. Thank you, Thomas. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.